Bob Ball. This is from The Macbeth Murder Mystery by James Thurber. "It was a stupid mistake to make," said the American woman I had met at my hotel in the English Lake Country. "But it was on the counter with the other Penguin books, the little sixpenny ones, you know, with the paper covers, and I supposed, of course, it was a detective story. All the others were detective stories. I'd read all the others, so I bought this one without really looking at it carefully. You can imagine how mad I was when I found out it was Shakespeare." I murmured something sympathetically. "I don't see why the Penguin Books people had to get out Shakespeare's plays in the same size and everything as the detective stories," went on my companion. "I think they have different colored jackets," I said. "Well, I didn't notice that," she said. "Anyway, I got real comfy in bed that night and all ready to read a good mystery story, and here I had The Tragedy of Macbeth, a book for high school students, like Ivanhoe or Lorna Doone," I said. "Exactly," said the American lady, "and I was just crazy for a good Agatha Christie or something." "Tell me," I said, "did you read Macbeth?" "I had to read it," she said. "There wasn't a scrap of anything else to read in the whole room." "Did you like it?" I asked. "No, I did not," she said decisively. "In the first place, I don't think for a moment that Macbeth did it." I looked at her blankly. "Did what?" I asked. "I don't think for a moment that he killed the king," she said. "I don't think the Macbeth woman was mixed up in it either. You suspect them the most, of course, but those are the ones that are never guilty, or shouldn't be anyway." "I'm afraid," I began, "that I..." "But don't you see," said the American lady, "it would spoil everything if you could figure out right away who did it." I thought this over while I filled my pipe. "Who do you suspect?" I asked suddenly. "Macduff," she said promptly. "Good God," I whispered softly.